ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टां स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां साग्रजाता सगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगणालता श्रीविशाखान्वितं। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण। वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू फॉर दिस संडे फीस्ट प्रोग्राम एट श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ मंदिर। In this material world, if you see, right from the beginning, as soon as one is born, a living entity has so many desires, unlimited. And because of that, somebody would like to imitate or maybe adore. Like if I have asked a small child, what you would like to become. So according to his understanding and according to his observation, he tries to adore or imitate something. So most of the common answers that a child will give is that I want to become maybe a truck driver, I want to become a rickshaw driver, or I want to become a pilot. He may not be having any lofty desires. You just ask him, what do you want to become? He says, I want to become a driver, because he finds it very, you know, interesting and something which he can connect with. Right? And then when the child grows up, then his desires change. When he goes to the college, his desires become different. When he grows up into a full-grown young man or woman, then his desires become different. So there is a small joke, like, you know, a person worships or maybe, you know, prays to the Lord, and the Lord appears and he says, "What do you want?" He says, "Give me lot of, I should have lot of money in my pocket, and I should be surrounded by women." So he says, "Tatastu." And suddenly he finds himself to be a bus conductor of a woman's bus, where he's surrounded by so many ladies around, and he has money in the pocket, in his bag. You see, you know, desires are so many, unlimited desires. To fulfill those desires, people go and pray to the demigods. Give me this, give me that. Fulfill this desire, fulfill that desire. I want this, I want that. Desires are unlimited. There is no count of the desires that we all have in this world. That's why we are all in this material world, actually, because of unlimited desires. The desires to enjoy things of this world, and because of which we are continuously wandering in this cycle of birth and death. So it is said that the Shastras actually mention that whether you have desires or you don't have desires, if you worship Purusham Param, then that's your perfection. Akama sarva kamova moksha kama udaridi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusha param. Whether you have desires or you don't have desires. You may be having unlimited desires. Okay, if you want to have them fulfilled, then you just approach and pray yajeta purusha param, the supreme personality. Srila Prabhupada very nicely translates him to be supreme personality of Godhead. This particular phrase is coined by Srila Prabhupada himself. There is nothing in the dictionary called as Godhead. But Prabhupada made this, like how we have fountainhead, like that we have Godhead. So supreme personality of Godhead. This is one should worship. You know. And Srila Prabhupada in that particular verse purport, he mentions that, you know, everyone may be having so many desires. But if one approaches Supreme Lord, then Supreme Lord will fulfill that desire. Glaring example all of us have is in front of us is Dhruva Maharaj, actually. Dhruva Maharaj was the son of Uttanapad, and he was insulted by his stepmother. And as a Kshatriya, Kshatriya cannot take insults. You know, insult means like for him it's like humility means worse than death. Can't take that. And young boy, a 5-year-old boy, when he was asked to step down from the lap of his father by his stepmother, Suruji, he was very angry. And he wanted to know how I can get a kingdom much more than that of my father as well as my grandfather. So he approaches his mother, Suniti. So Suniti tells him that you just go to the forest, because I heard that one can go to the forest and perform tapasya, and that's how you can get audience of the Lord, and the Lord will fulfill your desire. He is tested by Narad Muni also in the forest. Narad says, "You are a young boy, why are you taking your words of your mother so seriously? Just go home, enjoy yourself, you can play, just don't be bothered about this." But then he said, "If you can help me approach the Lord, then you can, otherwise let me just find my own way." And that's when Narad Muni gives him the mantra. And so intense was his desire that actually even he could get the audience of the Supreme Lord within 6 months. Within 6 months. But then when he had the darshan of the Lord, you know, he just looked at him, had darshan, and then his desires completely vanished. And he was praying to the Lord that what I was asking for, I am getting a diamond here and I am asking for broken pieces of glass. So he said, I don't want it. The Lord said, you have the desire, so you will rule this world for the next 36,000 years. And after that, you will come back to my abode. So the Lord here gave his darshan, purified him completely, but at the same time he also purified or fulfilled his desire, because he had a desire to have a kingdom much more greater than his father or his grandfather. So like that, in the Shastra we see many places where the Lord, when one approaches the Lord, Lord fulfills those desires if we have them. But he does it in a very unique way for his devotees, which yourself and ourselves or myself cannot understand. Lord has own ways of, you know, granting those desires, or maybe how to purify a living entity. That's why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a propounder of this great bhakti movement 5 years back. He just made those priceless statements, which if we just meditate on them, then it will just help us also. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayas Taddham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarthamahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradara Napara. So this is the verdict of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshatanayas. He says, if you want to worship, then there is only one person who is worthy of worship. Aradhyo. Aradhyo comes from the word Aradhana. Aradhana means worship. Srila Prabhupada mentions that there is only one person in this world who is worthy of worship, and that's Sri Krishna. So Aradhya Bhagwan. Who is that Bhagwan? Like somebody may say, oh, this person is Bhagwan, that person is Bhagwan. Like, you know, someone may consider a simple human being to be a Bhagwan. There is one Bhagwan who has come and gone. Srila Prabhupada would always make statements in the West. Now, which God is going to come? Who is the next God? So everyone who can perform something, some miracles here and there, would consider himself to be God, or people will consider that person to be God, and he'll accept that also. So like that, in this world, so many Bhagwans may be there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that in the Kali Yuga these things will be there. People will worship people who are fallible to be God. Aradhyo Bhagavan. Who is that? Vrajesha Tanayas. Vrajesha means Vraja Esha. That means the king of Vrindavan. That's Srinanda Maharaj. Vrajesh. Vrajadham. The king of Vrajadham. Nanda Maharaj. His son. Lord Sri Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas. You know. So this is something where we need to meditate upon. And I thought I can just expand into this particular aspect. It is said that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was instructing Srila Sanatana Goswami, that time he touched upon this particular aspect of Sri Krishna, you know, and which is very nice. And if you just only understand what Sri Krishna is thinking about, then we'll find ourselves to be very comfortable. It will be very soothing for us to understand that. Very nice verse. Krishna kahe ama bhaje mage vishasuk. Amrita chadi visha mage e bada murkh. So what is saying? Krishna is saying, Krishna kahe, that somebody comes and worships me. Ama bhaje. Mage visha sukh. He is coming and worship me, and what is he asking for? This particular aspect in the material desires. Mage visha sukh. He thinks that the material desires will make me happy, and then this material desires, if I achieve that, I'll enjoy. Amrita chadi visha mage. He says, this person who is coming and approaching me, he says, Amrita Chadi. He says, he is just rejecting the Amrit, the nectar, which I am ready to give. And what is he asking? Vishamage. He is asking for poison. Vishamage. Why poison? Srila Prabhupada mentions that anything in this world, if you get it, over a period of time, that particular thing will appear like poison, or it will definitely become a poison. Someone say, I want money. More, 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 more. And that same money will just become a poison for you. Anything in this world. Like somebody gives an example of gulab jamun. One gulab jamun, very nice, tasty. Second, yes, nice. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. Then what do you have? Loose motions. Or else you have to see a doctor. Now you can't have more than two or three. Maybe somebody who has that capacity may have maybe maximum 5, 10, but not 20 or 30. If you have 20, 30, that means you need to see a doctor or you will be in the hospital. That same thing will become a poison for you. Right? So, that's the way. So, Amrita Chadi Vishamage Yehi Bada Murka. Amrita Chadi Vishamage Yehi Bada Murka. He says, he's a fool. I am ready to give nectar, but he's asking for poison. And then, just see the way Krishna says. Krishna says, Ami Vigye. I am very wise. Ami Vigye Yehi Murke Vishakene Diba. He says, I am intelligent, but this fool is asking me, but because I am intelligent, why should I give him that poison? Ami Vigye Yehi Murke Vishakene Diba. So what I'll do? Swacharanamrita Diya Vishaya Bulaiba. He says, I will give my Charan Amrita. And when I give my Charan Amrita, this person will forget all the Vishayas. Everything. So Krishna himself is saying like that. Krishna says, I am the intelligent person. I am very intelligent. Ami Vigye. And this is a fool. Why should I give him? But Swacharanamrita Diya Vishaya Bulaiba. So Krishna is here to give us the Charanamrit. Now Charanamrit can imply many things. Charanamrit is actually the water that has washed the feet of the Lord. That of course one takes it. But Krishna is giving Charanamrit in many, many ways actually. Krishna is giving Charanamrit in the form of the holy name. Yeah, he is giving us an opportunity to take shelter of the holy name. In fact, we don't take it very seriously because it's available very easy. Something in this world, if it's available for free, people don't value that. If we were told that you have to pay 1 lakh rupees to get this holy name, then probably you would have valued that. But because it's available very free, and especially in this age of Kali Yuga, we don't value that. But that is Charanamrit. Holy name. Krishna has given us this. Rup Goswami says, when I chant holy name, I require millions of mouths to chant. And I require millions of ears to hear, because that's not enough. 2 ears are not enough. 1 mouth is not enough. Of course, we are conditioned, so that's why we don't appreciate. But then, Rup Goswami gives us this way also. Just go on chanting. And just go on chanting, it's like a jaundiced person who just at the time when he has jaundice, the same sugarcane juice may appear very bitter, but then go on using having the sugarcane, he'll feel that, get that sweetness. So it is said that the holy name is the gift which is given to all of us in this age. Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has come in this form of holy name. You know, Srila Prabhupada, when he went to the West, he didn't do anything. He just gave them first the holy name. That's all. Nothing else. He never told them even about the regulative principles also. Just, you know, chanted the holy name. And as they chanted, when they took shelter of the holy name, their lives changed. Purified the life. Somebody challenged Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada, why should I chant holy name? I can chant something else also. So Prabhupada said, just do one thing. Whatever you want to chant, you go on chanting. After you finish that, then you start chanting this holy name. So Prabhupada had different ways of approaching and convincing people to take the holy name. You know, in open forum, he just said, "I want Prabhupada. I want to. I'll chant something else. Do one thing. Continue that. After you finish, then you start chanting this holy name." Because he had so much of faith in the holy name that he wanted to give this to each and every one. So that's one thing. The second Charanamrita gave us the holy land. You know, in this world also, like if you see a perverted way, like, you know, people adore certain personalities, right? When they adore certain person, what happens? You just chant their name. Whatever it may be, whoever may be, film personality or maybe sports personality or anyone in your field who is doing something great, you will chant. Then you will like to adore the house there he stays. Want to know what all he does in the house, where does he stay, which place he stays. Right? Then you want to know whom all does he associate with. Right? Then you want to know all the articles that speak about him. So similarly, like this, that this is a perverted reflection, because when we try to adore someone in this world, we just want to know all these things. Similarly, like this, Krishna knows that something like this is expected of us. He gives the holy land. That's another. Vrindavan Dham. So many places. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Sab Amara Sthane, means wherever the Lord has performed his pastimes, I want to be there with the devotees. Because when you go to those particular places, the sound, the vibrations that was land, I mean, they just completely purify our heart and make us remember the Lord and make us come close to the Lord. And ultimately start having an affection and love towards him. You know? Third Charanamrita gives us a holy scripture, like the Srimad Bhagavatam, where, you know, different leelas, how the Lord has performed with his devotees, how he has rescued a particular devotee in that particular circumstance, how he rescued Mother Earth from the Garbhodaka ocean and fought with Hiranyaksha, how he fought with Hiranyakashipu and saved Prahlad. So different leelas that you can come to know. And then when we hear those particular pastimes, then it changes our heart. You know, everyone wants to hear, right, about a great personality. We try to read so many things. But when you read such scriptures, then it purifies our heart and completely, you know, like brings, draws us closer to him. Then the holy saints, association of the those devotees who are worshipping the Lord, who are singing the glories of the Lord, who are chanting his wonderful leelas, who discuss about his wonderful attributes, his activities. So we are getting that particular association. And we see that, you know, when we come in contact with all those wonderful devotees, then our, you know, we become very enlivened and we become very blissful. Then also he comes in a form of the deities. This is the most merciful form of the Lord in form is Charanamrita. He just comes, allows us to worship him in a way by which we can worship him. We can offer him nice bhoga. We can dress him very nicely. We decorate him. We offer him deep. We just come and stand in front of him and appreciate his wonderful beauty. You know. So then when we do this, then naturally our heart gets attracted. The great saints in the scriptures, we find that each one of them had their own sets of deities whom they would worship. And the deities would reciprocate. Like in Vrindavan, Sanatana Goswami had Radha Madan Mohan, Rupa Goswami had Radha, Shri Radha Govindji. So many scriptures, you find so many Vaishnavas, saints have that. In all the sampradayas, you find. So like this, we find that Krishna actually gives his charanamrita in form of all this. So ultimately said that, you know, swacharanamrita diya vishaya bhulaiba. So Krishna being intelligent, he just gives us this particular charanamrita. And that's why we want to worship him. Aradhya Bhagwan, Vrajachatanes, Taddhama Vrindavana, Ramya Kachit Upasana Vrajavadu, Vargena Vakalpita. You know, said that Krishna actually, you know, if someone wants to worship Krishna, then one has to follow in the footsteps of the gopis. Because they were the ones who served Krishna unmotivated, unconditional. It said that Krishna also is a person who only sees the good and ignores the bad. You know, we have the story of Putana. Putana came with the intention of killing Krishna. But what did Krishna do? Krishna just, of course, she wanted to feed Krishna, but then in the intention of feeding Krishna, wanted to kill Krishna. Because she has smeared the poison in the breast. And what did Krishna do? Krishna actually sucked the poison out of her breast. He drank the milk also. But then what did Krishna do? Krishna actually gave her the position of a mother in the spiritual world. You know? That's what the Krishna is. Uddhava, when he is remembering this, he just completely goes into ecstasy. He says, this is that merciful nature. Who else would I like to worship? I do not want to worship anyone else but this personality, Krishna, who, to whom a lady, Putana, can you imagine how Putana was like, you know, how heartless can be Putana? Someone who sees a small child would not like to kill a child like that, because child always draws from us the affection. But then Putana was such a lady that she wanted to kill. And not only that, she had killed so many babies before, and just small newborn babies Putana wanted to kill. But to this also Krishna was very merciful, that Krishna gave her the position of a mother in the spiritual world. Who can be more merciful than this? Uddhava mentions. So that's Krishna actually. And Prabhupada once, he was on a walk. Badrinarayan Swami mentions that when he's walking, he just sees a board called unalloyed steel. We manufacture unalloyed steel. And then Prabhupada looks at it, he says, and our moment is giving unalloyed devotional service. And that's when that unalloyed has come. You know, never had this unalloyed. Unalloyed means no mixture. So Prabhupada says unalloyed devotional service. So then we find Prabhupada many places, he just mentions this unalloyed devotional service. This unmotivated, unconditional devotional service. So that's the nature of Krishna. You know, the Krishna's, when you reciprocate, like gopis, vargena vakalpita, the gopis, nature is unmotivated, unconditional. Gopis are ready to do anything for Krishna's pleasure. And because of which, Krishna reciprocated with the gopis, with the love of the gopis. Krishna is ready to reciprocate with anyone who just some or the other unconditional, unmotivated, he approaches him. That's why Prabhupada says, sincere, serious, and without any motives, ulterior motives. One should worship the Lord. You should be sincere, you should be serious, and without any ulterior motives. And said that, you know, Krishna, why one should worship Krishna is also because Krishna is the only person who can actually give us the shelter also. is the only person who can give us a shelter. There is no other person who can give us shelter except Krishna. Only Krishna can give us a shelter. And Krishna can actually, you know, from any situation anyone is, he will always take us back or get us back to you. A very nice example is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, where Kala Krishna Das, who was a personal associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is none other than Lord Krishna in the mood of Radharani who had come, find it as back. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the tour of South India. And when he was on a tour of South India, what happened is that he toured to various places. He had an audience with Ramanand Rai. Then he went to the south, visited various places. Went to Kanyakumari, the topmost, the southernmost part of the country. And after that, then he came to a place called Mallar Desh. And this place was a place of the Bhattaharis. The Bhattaharis were the nomadic tribes whose intention was only to steal. Cheat people, steal some, everything, whatever is there. There were women who lure people who were travelers and then take them inside their camp and completely steal away and make them a part of the camp. That was what their job was, the Bhattaharis, their job. So, it said that Kala Krishna Das, just his fortune, he is the only person who was allowed to go with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anybody else would have allowed to go with him. Nobody was allowed, but only Kala Krishna Das was allowed to go. And Kala Krishna Das was there right throughout 24 hours with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, serving him. And then what happened? When he came in this desh, Mallar Desh, he got lured by the Bhattaris. And then he walked into the camp of the Bhattaris. He remained there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realized, where is he gone? He said that, oh, he entered the camp of Bhattaris. He said, I am a saint like you all. Because they were in the form of sannyasis. He says, I am like you, sannyasi, but I don't have any servant. And he is a servant who is, I need him for my tour. So please give him back to me. So they were not. In fact, they came with the weapons to kill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, he somehow or the other brought him to illusion that the weapons flew from their hands and they started killing themselves. The weapons started killing them. And in that all that commotion, he took Kala Krishna Das out of that place. By the Shika. So the nice verse. He says, Sehi Bhakta Danya Yena Chhadi Prabhura Charana. Says that particular devotee is glorious who doesn't leave the lotus feet of the Lord. But then, Sehi Prabhura Danya Yena Chhadi Nija Jana. But more glorious is the Lord who under no circumstances would leave his devotee. And the third line is that Durdaiva Sevaka Yadi Yaya Anyasthane. For some reason, misfortune, you know, this particular devotee, Sevak, Yaya Anyasthane, if he goes some other place, then what will happen? Sehi Thakur Danya Tare Chuli Dharyane. He says the Lord will go personally there and then pull him back to his lotus feet. And Krishna has various ways of getting devotees back to his lotus feet. We find in Prabhupada Leela, so many times we find so many people going out and again coming back into the shelter. There's one instance where somebody thought, now I want to enjoy. Enough of the service, I want to go and enjoy. And he went such a far off place where there are no devotees and he wanted to watch a movie. So he went into a movie, everything was dark, but intermission, when he got up, there was a person who was distributing books. And said that time the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam came. Fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, describes all the hellish planets. So he read that. He realized, hell, I should come back. So many. So many instances are there. So many instances, you know. So Krishna has his own ways of getting people back to him. Once somebody has served Krishna, he is sure to come back. Even if he's gone away, he is sure to come back. That's why the devotees have Shika, so that he can pull us out from that situation. So, you know, that's the way. It says, you know, Se Thakura Danya Tare Chuli Dharane. So that's the way. Krishna can, the only person who can give us the shelter. And said that Krishna is such a person, he's a, you know, he can work in ways by which he can get things done the way he wants to. No? It is said that, you know, Krishna is the only person who can help us whenever we are in distress. Like Gajendra's story we all know, that Gajendra and the crocodile, they had a, you know, sangharsh, they had a thing going on, fight going on for almost 1,000 years. And when Gajendra lost all the strength and ability to fight, he just remembered Krishna. Just meditated and started offering prayers. And when he started offering prayers, then the Lord came over there to kill the crocodile. You know? So, that's how Krishna does. And then it said that why Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajeshtatana is because, you know, Krishna is the only person who can provide us life insurance. Like all of us would like to have a life insurance, right? We take out insurance for ourselves, for our family, everything. But isn't it very tricky that we pay money for insurance, but they don't assure us our life? They're saying that ki, after you die, your family will get money. They'll not say that ki, by paying this premium, we will protect your life or we'll give you a long life. No, no, they'll say that you go on paying money, but after you leave the body, then somebody else will enjoy. But still, we all pay premium. We all pay, isn't it? We all pay money. We all pay our hard-earned money just so that we can have this life insurance and everything. So, Krishna is the wonderful life insurance agent. Or you can say, person who runs the life insurance. No? He can protect us completely. Like Ajamil, I know this, we can all have this story of Ajamil. How Ajamil, you know, such a person, he had performed so many sins, but at the time of, you know, leaving the body, he just chanted the name of Narayan. It was not that, you know, like, with lovingly he chanted name of Narayan. Like, helplessly he chanted name of Narayan, and then, you know, the Yamdutas were there to take him because he had committed so many sins. But what happened is that the Vishnudas came over and they had an argument. Vishnudas said that because he has chanted once, he had paid a premium once, I'll take him. Gave a second chance. Second chance. And when it got a second chance, this book's literature of Srila Prabhupada, second chance. When he got a second chance, then he perfected his life. And then it said that, you know, Krishna is Aradha Bhagam because he never goes away from his promise. When he says that, I will take you back to Godhead, means he will definitely take you back to Godhead. That's his promise. Kaunteya prati janhi name bhakta pranishyati. Pranishyati means he will never be destroyed. Somebody has taken shelter of him. He assures that he will take that person. You know? Sarva dharman pritecha mam ekam sharanam aham tvam sarva papibhyo mokshyesha maasa. Do not fear. Will come to me without fail. And when Krishna says that, he'll definitely do it. It's said that Krishna is more eager than us to take us back to Godhead. You know? Like Prabhupada, somebody asked, he said, Prabhupada, are there senses in the spiritual world? Like, do we have senses in the spiritual world? So Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna may kiss you over there. You know, in the sense, Prabhupada makes us appear that so much that, you know, that that Krishna is actually there. Sorry, just one cramps. Can I sit like this? So it said that Krishna, he says Krishna is more eager than me, than us, and is ready to take us back to Godhead. So Prabhupada actually gave us a glimpse of what is spiritual world and how when we take shelter of him, he can give us that glimpse of the spiritual world. So it is said that when one worships the Lord, said that when one worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is Krishna, Aradhya Bhagwan Prajeshatanes, so then it said that Krishna definitely, yes, fulfills his promise of taking us back to Godhead. And that particular promise, Krishna does keep it with himself. Prabhupada mentions that if you chant 16 rounds and follow the four regular principles, it will take you back to Godhead. When Prabhupada says that, then you know one has to have that faith that yes, we'll be all taken to the spiritual world. So, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan. It is said that Prema Pumartho Mahan. Prema Pumartho Mahan means love for Krishna. So that love for Krishna that one has to cultivate in ourselves. And that's the main thing that one has to do. Some or the other, we have to develop that love for Krishna. Krishna is an autocrat. He is a very jealous lover, you can say. That, you know, he doesn't accept anything else. That's why I said unalloyed. So when somebody worships him unconditionally, unmotivated, and with love and affection, then what happens is that Krishna reciprocates with all this. And when you have that, then, you know, then it's only bliss, nothing else. That's why Chaitanya Prabhupada mentioned that, you know, this is blissful. Krishna consciousness is blissful. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Prabhupada says, ours is a very good moment. You eat, you have nice Krishna Katha, you have nice Kirtan, you have dancing, and you have Prasad. So he says, recreation. What you do for recreation, we all do this, you know. So, we all should give credit to Srila Prabhupada because he has made this available to all of us in a very, very easy way. He has made this available so easily so that, you know, everyone, in whatever situation we are in, we all can take shelter of this particular process, you know. And one doesn't have to make any extra efforts at all. Wherever we are, sthanichita, wherever we are, we can always take shelter of the Lord. We can hear His glories. We can chant His holy names. We can associate with the devotees. Wherever we are there, we can visit the holy places. We can worship the deities in this particular role. How here is, as they are in, as Shishrada Gopinath and so many other places all over the world. So it is said that you know, Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, he recollects Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj was saying that we have given many lives in the past to so many things. He says this one life you give to Krishna. You know, Bhakti Charu Maharaj was serving Srila Prabhupada in the final days. At that time he said that you have given many lives. Now give this one life to Krishna. Now that applies to all of us. All of us had so many desires, and because we had so many desires in the past, that's why we have here in this material world. And if we continue on with these desires, probably we don't know where we'll go. This is the only chance that we have now. The wonderful opportunity that we have. An opportunity which can take us to to the shelter of the Lord. And Lord is waiting for all of us to come back to Him. What you need to do is that, just give one life to Him. This life to Him, that's all. You know, and if you give this life to Him, then our life is perfect. And we have that wonderful opportunity. All of us here in this room have that opportunity to take shelter of the Lord. All of us need each other to help us sustain, to be in this moment. And when we just understand this aspect that, you know, we all need each other, we all need to progress together so that we can make this commitment of one time, one life giving to Krishna. We don't know how many years that we may live. Somebody may live for a few more years, somebody may die the next day, somebody die the next moment. We don't know. Life is so uncertain. As I was talking about how Krishna has different ways of getting people again back to Him. Like, I had a neighbor and who was definitely chanting Hare Krishna, but physically was not seen in the temple for many years, you can say. And he had a tragedy in his house. His wife left the body. And he was so much shattered, the whole family is shattered. But then devotees went to his house, they performed kirtan, and now he's realized that he should take shelter of the Lord. So Krishna is very merciful. He wants us to come back to Him. He is more eager than us to go back. So we should at least make that effort, our intention to go and make that extra effort to just take shelter of His holy names, take shelter of the association of the devotees. Narottam Das Thakur says, Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gunainu Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Shunya Vishakhainu. He says, Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gunainu, I have wasted my life. Manushya Janama Paya, I have got this rare human form of life, Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya. And knowingly I have drunk poison. Janiya Shunya Vishakhainu. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. He says, from Golok, this Premdhan is descended. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. What is that Premadhan? That is Harinama Sankirtan. Ratina Janimilo Kenitai. He says, I have no attachment. I have no attraction for this. So this is what Narottam Das Thakur is praying. Sansara Vishanale Jivani Yajale. Juraitena Koino Upai. So here, you know, Narottam Thakur is trying to express each one's of our heart, that each one of us are in that situation, that we are helpless here. We have taken this rare human form of life and then we are not able to chant Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya. Janiya Shunya Vaya. So, you know, unknowingly we are drinking, knowingly we are drinking poison. Janiya Vishyasi Mekano. But let that not happen. Let us pray to the Lord that, you know, let you be the only worshipable object in my life. Aradhya Bhagwan. Let you be the only object of worship. Let me only worship you with all my heart. And let me just completely surrender myself at your lotus feet. That's what one has to do. Srila Prabhupada mentions, like somebody, one devotee was speaking about this, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, I don't feel like worshipping. You know, I don't feel like bowing down in front of the Lord. I don't feel like worshiping. He says, Prabhupada says, just do it and the feeling will come. Just see how Prabhupada makes things so easy for all of us. You know, he says, just continue doing it, the feeling will come. You know, and the devotee in his expression, he was saying that, you know, I realized that, yes, I should be doing that. No, the devotee is very frank enough to express to Prabhupada, you know, this is Prabhupada, I don't feel like worshipping. He says, just do one thing, just continue and the feeling will come. So we have to wait for that feeling to come, but we just do it as a sadhaka, we just continue doing.
You know, we may not have love for the lordships, we may not have love for the holy name, we may not have love for reading the scriptures, but then we just continue doing it and one day the feeling will come. And that's the promise which the Lord has given. His pure devotees have given to us. By just having that faith, we may just, you know, perfect our lives. So just to conclude, this Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajasthatanas, this was actually an acronym. And of worship, W-R-S-H-I-P. So, W stands for wise. Krishna is wise. Why we should? Because Krishna is intelligent. That's why we should worship. Ami vigye, ye murke, vishakene diba. Swacharanamradeya, vishaya buleva. So that's why we should worship him. Why? Because he is the most intelligent person in this universe. No one else is as intelligent as him. That's why we should worship him. We should worship Krishna because he is optimistic. He always only sees the good and ignores the bad, like Putana. You know, very nice example here I would like to give about goldsmith. You know, when you give your gold to a goldsmith to find out whether there is any gold or not, what he does, he just, you know, grinds it on a stone and then he gives it, you know, finds out. So it's said that, you know, at the end of the day, it's on a wax actually, at the end of the day, then he melts the whole wax and he gets a little bit of gold which is left behind. You know, the goldsmith has that. So Krishna is like that goldsmith, you know. Means what he does is that whatever you offered, it may be full of desires, this, this, that. You know, so many things may be there. But Krishna takes that thing out and keeps it with him. Accepts that, which is really the essence. So Krishna is very optimistic. He always sees only the good. He ignores the other part of ours. If he tries to take seriously the other part, we will never be able to go back. Because so many sins that we have committed for so many lives, we will never be able to go back. But we have that hope that Krishna only sees the good part of ours. You know, R stands for reciprocation, like the gopis. Krishna actually reciprocates with the love of the devotees. Krishna is bhavagrahi. You know, he is always sees the intention, the way you approach him, he reciprocates actually. Krishna is the only person who is worthy of taking shelter. And he is the only one who can give shelter on his own. He makes a proactive step. You know, proactively he just wants to give us shelter. Like Kalkrishna just wanted to go away. But then Krishna actually went there to give him shelter. It's not like Krishna said, oh, let him go. No, he just went ahead. He went after him and got him back. Sahi Thakur Dhanya Tare Chuli Darehane. So then that's shelter. Krishna is very helpful. He helps at a time of distress. No one else is there. Like Draupadi even said, hey Govinda. And Krishna was there at that time. Gajendra. You know. Krishna is a person who is the insurance provider. Life insurance. I stands for that. And P stands for Krishna's promise, infallible promise that, you know, he can never fail in his duties. If he has said something, then it has to be done. And he has done it again and again. In the scriptures we see Krishna never fails in his promise. So that's why we worship him, W-O-R-S-H-I-P. So this is like a takeaway home message. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.